2 Samuel 7:1 And it came to pass, when the king sat in his house, and the Lord had given him rest round about from all his enemies. 7:2 That the king said unto Nathan the prophet, See now I dwell in an house of cedar, but the ark of God dwelleth within curtains. 7:3 And Nathan said to the king, Go do all that is in thine heart, for the Lord is with thee. 7:4 And it came to pass that night, that the word of the Lord came unto Nathan, saying, 7:5 Go, and tell my servant David, Thus saith the Lord, Shalt thou build me an house, for me to dwell in. 7:6 Whereas I have not dwelt in any house, since the time that I brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt, even to this day, but have walked in a tent, and in a tabernacle. 7:7 In all the places wherein I have walked with all the children of Israel spake I a word with any of the tribes of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people Israel, saying, Why build ye not me an house of cedar? 7:8 Now therefore so shalt thou say unto my servant David, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people, over Israel. 7:9 And I was with thee whithersoever thou wentest, and have cut off all thine enemies out of thy sight, and have made thee a great name, like unto the name of the great men that are in the earth. 7:10 Moreover I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own, and move no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more, as before time. 7:11 And as since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused thee to rest from all thine enemies. Also the Lord telleth thee that he will make thee an house. 7:12 And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. 7:13 He shall build an house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. 7:14 I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men, and with the stripes of the children of men. 7:15 But my mercy shall not depart away from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before thee. 7:16 And thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever. 7:17 According to all these words, and according to all this vision, so did Nathan speak unto David. 7:18 Then went King David in, and sat before the Lord, and he said, Who am I, O Lord God? And what is my house, that thou hast brought me hitherto? 7:19 And this was yet a small thing in thy sight, O Lord God. But thou hast spoken also of thy servant's house, for a great while to come. And is this the manner of man, O Lord God? 7:20 And what can David say more unto thee? For thou, Lord God, knowest thy servant. 7:21 For thy word's sake, and according to thine own heart, hast thou done all these great things, to make thy servant know them. 7:22 Wherefore thou art great, O Lord God. For there is none like thee, neither is there any God beside thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears. 7:23 And what one nation in the earth is like thy people, even like Israel, whom God went to redeem, for a people to himself, and to make him a name, and to do for you great things, and terrible, for thy land, before thy people, which thou redeemedst to thee from Egypt, from the nations and their gods. 7:24 For thou hast confirmed to thyself thy people Israel, to be a people, unto thee forever. And thou, Lord, art become their God. 7:25 And now, O Lord God, the word that thou hast spoken concerning thy servant, and concerning his house, establish it forever, and do as thou hast said. 7:26 And let thy name be magnified forever, saying, The Lord of hosts is the God over Israel. And let the house of thy servant David be established before thee. 7:27 For thou, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, hast revealed to thy servant, saying, I will build thee an house. Therefore hath thy servant found in his heart to pray this prayer unto thee. 7:28 And now, O Lord God, thou art that God, and thy words be true, and thou hast promised this goodness unto thy servant. 7:29 Therefore now let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may continue forever before thee. For thou, O Lord God, hast spoken it. and with thy blessing, let the house of thy servant be blessed forever.